So it's me again, and once again my roommates are out, so I have a little time to kill before I need to leave. So I figured, what's a better way to kill some time? Fuck. So I was thinking I could just describe the things I want done to me. And we'll see how long that audio lasts before I make myself come. So, first of all, if you've seen my Twitter, I have a pinned post of my kinks list, and there's a lot. First of all, I am a huge fan of CNC, consensual non-consent. And for those of you that don't know, that is essentially using me however you want, no matter how much I scream and cry and beg for you to stop. Oh God, I know it sounds twisted for some of you more vanilla folks out there, but it's nice to just have someone totally in control. It really is. And then, what is my sorry? It's hard to think about. I am also a big fan of size difference. I know it's bad, but I am 5'2" and I need to expand my range, but I will not lie, I am a sucker for a tall man. I really am. I like the idea of someone who is so much bigger than me that can just overpower me. Wonder why that is. It's not like I just said that I have a kink that could explain that. Oh, fuck. What else is there? If you haven't noticed by my profile picture, I am indeed a furry. And I am a huge fan of knotting. So, funny story. Years and years ago, I bought a knot cock sheath from Bad Dragon. It's expensive too, relatively speaking. I had a partner at the time who was rather large, so I bought one of the larger sizes because the other ones wouldn't be big enough for him. But that meant that the size of the sheath was incredibly large, and when I tell you I could barely take any of it in me. I couldn't even get the knot. It just wouldn't fit. So recently, I purchased a much more reasonable sized fucking knot dildo, and I'm not gonna lie, it feels fucking incredible to be knotted. Oh God, for those of you that don't understand. So a knot basically works when you're breeding somebody. It keeps you locked. The one who owns the knot cannot pull out. So you're just stuck there, filled with cum and filled with his fucking cock. Oh God. Oh God. Oh fuck. So that is my thing. And then there's, fuck, you'll have to forgive me. It's taken me a while to think here for some reason. I am a big fan of praise, if you haven't noticed. I am a fucking whore for being called a good girl, but then on the inverse, I also love to be degraded, so people say, how do you do that? And I say, call me a good little slut. Tell me that I'm taking your fucking cock like a good little whore. That I'm just your perfect little fuck toy. That is how you win me over. But sometimes I just need to be called a good girl and showered with praise, especially. And here's the other thing. I love to be talked through it. Two things. One, I don't like a man who is silent in bed. I like a man who is loud and vocal as I am, because, oh God, I, oh, forgive me, sorry, it's, oh God, no, a man who is vocal and one that will just sit there and talk me through it. Oh God, oh, I'm just telling me how good I'm doing and to keep going and just like that, you know. But, oh God, oh God, more kinks. Trying to think of more kinks, but hey, my brain is not braining. Oh God. Fuck. Oh, fuck me. Oh God, here's another one. Animalistic, raw, primal fucking. I want you to fuck me like some rabid beast. If you don't know, I am a huge fan of Wolverine, aka Logan Howlett, and I have headcanoned for quite a while that he is just raw and animalistic in bed. I mean, I feel like you can kind of get the gist, right? That is, I need a man like that, one that will growl in my fucking neck and bite my, and that's another one, biting. Bite me on the fucking neck, leave me marked. There you go, another one. marking. It's bad, but I love to be marked with hickeys and bite marks. Like, bite me, and it's happened before, but bite me so hard that you leave a fucking bruise in the shape of your teeth. Oh God, especially in places where somebody else can see if I would wear little shorts or a short skirt so people can see that I am your fucking property, because that is my fucking shit. Oh, I don't think I'm gonna last much longer. I'm sorry. I thought I was gonna get more kinks in, but oh God. Oh God. Fuck me. And to round it off, in case you haven't heard from the last audios, I love to be bred, and I am on birth control for my own good, because I swear to God, I would let it happen for real if I wasn't. Oh, because the idea of my womb being fucking filled and me being impregnated, oh God, oh fuck, I need that. I need it. Oh. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, I'm aware this audio is a little bit all over the place, but you know me, I'm a little scatterbrained sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, but again, I really enjoyed making content for all of you, and I have so much more planned, and I hope this was a great way to either start or finish your day.